NCGA opposes House cap-and-trade legislation. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Rural Issues on Brownfield. The National Corn Growers Association is officially off the fence on the House version of cap-and-trade legislation. In a recent conference call with the media, NCGA announced its opposition to H.R. 2454, the American Clean Energy and Security Act passed by the House in June 2009. NCGA bases its opposition on a recently completed economic analysis by Informa Economics. NCGA President Darren Enan of Hurley, South Dakota, says there are three main reasons to oppose the House legislation.
It will definitely increase our cost of production, and in volatile and unstable times, we think that's a detriment to agriculture, specifically to corn growers. Secondly, while this does offer opportunities for carbon offsets, and it does give a chance for some growers in certain regions of the country to possibly use this as a profit center, most areas of the country, including the northern plains where I'm at, would be a net loser just because we can't adopt a continuous no-till like the bill has stated. It would in turn affect our ability to produce and be efficient and use our land efficiently as we can. And lastly, there's going to be diversion of farmland into trees, afforestation, or high energy crops, not to the extent to the USDA's model, but there will be some. And in a time when we are talking about energy security and growing corn for food and fuel, to divert acres into afforestation or some other crop would be a detriment to energy security. And as well as if we're producing less corn to meet our growing and maintain our livestock basis, we feel that, you know, definitely some of that livestock could move to other parts of the world, and that would then get into food security. So it's a broader issue than just what it looks like on the surface.
However, Enan says that NCGA still remains neutral on cap and trade as a policy issue, and he says the group will continue to work with the U.S. Senate to craft legislation that benefits agriculture. Enan was asked what that might include.
We think that the bill should be more along the lines of energy conservation, more use of renewable fuels. That would be a true effect on climate, if that's really the goal here. You know, this is more about cap and trade, about changing American agriculture to the detriment while increasing agriculture opportunities in other places of the world, for example, because if we're producing less here, somebody will pick up the slack. We don't want to downsize American agriculture. We want to continue to be the most efficient and sustainable that we can be.
NCGA President Darren Enan, the group also announced it's joined with several other ag groups in urging Congress to stop the EPA from promulgating rules regulating greenhouse gas emissions. And that's Rural Issues on Brownfield, Ag News for America.